Let's go.
Alrighty.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, tonight we're going to be talking about games and life and lots of weird and wonderful stuff like that. And there's just two of us on the show. There's me and there's Kim. And God knows what could happen. We might get a room. You just never know. This is episode 753 of the Overseas Connection podcast on the 1st of October 2023. I am your host tonight, Robin Tate. I'm in Northern Ireland, a place called Ballymena. And Kim is in America, right? Smack bang in the middle. And do this every single week, come hell or high water. Apparently people in New York know all about that this weekend. It's at 9 o'clock in the UK and at 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. where Kim is, mid-afternoon. There you go. It goes out on Twitch. And it goes out on YouTube, and there is an audio version of this wherever you get your audio versions of podcasts and stuff like that, so you can come along and do it there as well. So it's just the two of us tonight. Greg is... I don't know where Greg is.
What is Greg doing? I don't know. Did he take the day off for his birthday or something?
I don't know. You know, he could be having that test that you get when you get that age, you know. I think he's on that early dementia drug and stuff, so he may have just forgot to come on to the show. I don't know. It was Greg's birthday over the last few days. In a drunken stupor, he WhatsApped me the other night to go, "Hey, what about a lads weekend again in next year in Florida?" And I'm going, "Oh God, how could I ever break this to Judith?" And then I haven't responded to him yet because I'm going, Florida? No, it can't be. The only place we can do this, Greg, if it's going to happen, is Las Vegas. It's the only place it can be. That's the only... We can't go to Florida. That's a family holiday. Are you going to take me to Disney World? What? No. Anyway, so there's the two of us tonight. Speaking of birthday, Dorian Ellis. Oh, good old Dorian. He will be 56 years old on the 4th of October. And believe it or not, it is October. Today is the 1st. Isn't that amazing? Warmish day here. It's been awful all week, but warmish day. We're out for a nice walk with all of the new recruits. And it's been mild, but that's the start of it. The leaves are turning. Things are starting to get cold. It's been generally wet all the time. Kim's hair is growing very much to the right. That's what happens in the autumn time. You start meaning the fire has been lit pretty much every day. And that's just what happens. We just start to, and I feel actually this year we have spent so little time outside our house, you know, on our lovely big bandstand in the patio area in the garden. We just haven't been in it because the weather just hasn't been there. There was again June or late May or whatever it was fine for a couple of weeks, but there was no summer. Anyway.
Right. Meanwhile, it's 90 degrees here in October. So.
Yeah, well, there you go. What can you do? What can you do?
Right? Hey, I'm not complaining because, you know, I'm not looking forward to winter this year. I never look forward to winter, so.
Oh.
Well. I'll take 90 degrees.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday!
Indeed. Happy birthday, Dorian.
And.
Story time, hooray, it's story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
It has been a week, Kim. It has been a week. It really has.
Sounds like it.
Busy with work, bits and pieces and all, a lot of stuff going on at just the moment. But on Friday, as lots of you know, Judith and I, as well as work and all the other bits and pieces, have been foster carers for over 15 years now. And We got a call on Friday about 4 o'clock, half four, to say, can we take an emergency placement? And we have done so. We have got a 1.5-year-old and a 3-and-a-bit-year-old, two beautiful young girls, blonde hair, beautiful, lovely little girls. I can't mention names and other bits and pieces like that, but they are absolutely gorgeous. Their mother is from England, somewhere. Originally seemingly born over here. And when you're born in Northern Ireland, you can choose to have various different passports. You can choose to have a UK passport or an Irish passport, or both if you want to. And seemingly, from what we hear, that's is what this person wanted to do. And have the child, her, she was very pregnant and wanted to have the child over here. No idea about fathers, no idea about partners, no idea about her family. But seemingly she came over on Thursday, booked herself into an Airbnb on Thursday afternoon, went to the hospital for her final checkup, and didn't have the kids with her. So we can only assume that she left them in the Airbnb. Then on Friday afternoon, she, waters broke, called an ambulance. Ambulance came. Seemingly we had heard different stories. The ambulance driver went, she had forgotten something, and the ambulance driver grabbed the keys to the Airbnb, went back in, and there are two kids by themselves in the Airbnb. Three years old and just over one. So I despair at humanity. I really do. I mean, these kids are gorgeous. I mean, they are so sweet. They are lovely. Yes, the woman was very pregnant. I don't know where her head was, but that means she left them there the night before. You know, if she had brought them to the hospital, yes, social services would have been involved. But I mean, if she had, something had happened to her, you would have been reading about this in the papers.
Yeah.
In a week's time, because these kids would have been found there. Mm-hmm. So we've had those kids all weekend, and they are gorgeous. They're beautiful. They're lovely. And the ironic thing is, the mother insists that they're vegetarian for their health. How fucking crazy is that? That she's concerned about their health, but left them by themselves in Airbnb.
Right.
Sorry to offload. This is pretty heavy. Sorry. So we've had the joy of having these extra two young little girls. I've got loads of girls in the house now, with Jasmine as well, and she's now big sister. You realise how big she is compared to us. But it just oh my goodness. This one has got me. I'm. You know, we get kids coming to us in all shapes and forms of despair and dishevelled. But this woman travelled on a plane with hand luggage and two child, no pram that we can wear aware of. So just, she probably thought she was going to have the baby and then fly back on the same day, you know, in and out of hospital. And this hasn't happened. And so now we're waiting for family to be tracked down, because seemingly she doesn't want to tell them who the family is. She doesn't want to know what trouble she's in. To try and track them down to get over here to grandparents, whoever it is, they can come and claim the kids. But now these kids are now in the system. They're in the social services system now, because if this has happened once, how many times has this happened before? So, so you know, as I say, we have kids in all shapes and forms, disheveled, you know, with nothing. But these kids are well presented. They're quite, even at that age, they're quite polite. They're, you know, they play, they're nice, they seem normal kids, but they've just been neglected. It's terrible. It really is awful. But they're here, and they were terrified on the first night, and the next morning, you know, we're lovely. We're playing, and they're having fun, and they're hugging, and you've seen the photographs yesterday morning that I put up, and they're gorgeous. So I hope
they know they're in a good place.
So. So they're seeing family life now. So hopefully, that's good. So we'll see over the next few days. So fostering, yes, that's fostering. What about you? What have you been up to?
I had the nephews this weekend. Tony had a football game yesterday, and of course we didn't get out of there till 8:30 last night. And of course they wanted to spend the night, so they spent the night. So yeah, it was pretty good. Tony's team, of course, didn't win. I think they've been on a losing streak this season, but I think he had fun anyway. But I have to tell you, they have 9 coaches on this football team. What? And it's 4th through 6th grade. What do they need 9 coaches for?
Equity?
I mean, I guess.
There's a white person, a black person, an Asian person, a dwarf, a lesbian, a trans. They've got everything covered.
Right.
Everything covered.
Then they're looking at the list, because they give you a list of all the players and the coaches and all that. And I looked at the list and I saw the coaches and I'm counting names. I'm like, 9? We have 9 coaches for this. There's more coaches almost than there's more football players. That's how bad this is.
I seen a little tweet there tonight just before it came out, and American football, and somebody, all the fans rated the pitches. It must have happened this weekend.
Right.
And there's one big guy in a yellow t-shirt, big guy, trying to keep the people back from running on. And he was whacking people left, right, and center, but stopping nobody. And somebody, the tweet was something like, you know, this is the defense of this team. This is as good as their defense, just letting everybody through. So these guys can't do jack.
Do each of them just like say one word and form a complete sentence and that's what they're doing? I don't know, but I just thought it was ironic that for this little kid's football team, they have 9 coaches. I'm like it's not even hard enough for them as it is. Now they've got to listen to 9 different people tell them 9 different things. So, you know, it's no wonder Tony and all them are aggravated because they don't know who they should listen to. So.
Broncos defense. Here we go. Oh, whack.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that again. It's one guy trying to stop people getting on the pitch. Whack. Yeah, he's doing great. Oh, punch the girl.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Broncos for you. There you go, Broncos defense. Yeah, do you know what? Maybe it's all the parents just want to be all involved. I don't know.
You know, I think that's part of it. I think they all want to feel a little bit more important or I don't know, whatever, but they don't realize what they're doing to the poor kids.
Because
like I said, they're trying to listen to these people teach them how to play, and they've got 9 different people telling them 9 different things. Well, you can't learn anything that way. So
a coach needs to be a dictator.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
God, so, not ruling by committee, for goodness sake. Absolutely.
Right. So there was that. And of course, you know, it's the first of the month. So you know what that means.
Oh, wow. Yeah, of course. Hold on. just a second. Let me just bring up our new feature. For those watching video, we have a nice new feature now. So, watching video.
So it's October, and fittingly enough, we have a Brendan and a pumpkin. Assuming pumpkin is the cat, but I could be wrong. It could be the firefighter. I don't know.
This is just in time for Sarah. Sarah's just arrived in the chat. Sarah, this is for you. You know,
we got
there
a
you
little kitten on the screen here. So there you go. You got Brendan and pumpkin for October. So there's your latest issue of Pussy and Pecs.
Dear, you really are turning me.
Well, you know, it's something.
Oh, okay. Well, I am absolutely. Thank you for that. I'm destroyed. Yeah. I'm destroyed this week. I've just had burned the candle at both ends between work and then the racing side of things. It's been a very long week. A lot of really good stuff happened this week. All my new liveries arrived. All the new artwork arrived. A whole pile of stuff like that arrived. My buddy out in Greece, who designs this fantastic dashboard called Lovely Dashboard. It is a superb app if you're into racing at all. It's a fantastic piece. And he cannot go to Germany in a couple of weeks to the big Sim Racing Expo. So from Greece, he had all these little stickers thing with a QR code on it. And the Lovely Racing thing separates so you can put it on your rig. And he sent me a couple of hundred of these over to hand out at the expo for him. So from Greece to Northern Ireland to Germany. So, you know, that's, yeah. I'll get into it in a wee while, but I've done an awful lot of rig work this week. Because there's other bits and pieces going on and Judith was out for a night, I've finished a couple of series. So there was that new Justified one when he goes to Detroit. We finished it last night. Judith and I were watching it together, and the last episode is brilliant. You know, one of the best baddies of all time. You know, no spoilers, but you know, just really good. And yes, he does look older. I question the matchup of his relationship and that whole thing. I don't think he would have ever ended up with that person.
Right.
And I just can't see it that match. But anyway, it was good anyway, and some of that dry, sarcastic magic that he has has came back. So that was good. And I also finished what I talked about last week was this thing called The Offer. Yeah. And if there was an award, if we were doing awards for the best TV stuff that I've watched all year, this would be at the top. This was just awesome. Right to the bitter end. Not the bitter end. Right to the end of this. It was just fantastic. This is about the making of the Godfather movie. It's not a documentary. It's a drama. And it's all about the characters, the producer, Mario Puzo, the directors, the main characters, the producer and his assistant, and the head of Paramount Studios and the head of the big group. A lot of really great actors, but just, it's a it is the Godfather, it's sort of almost like a gangster movie drama in itself. And I thoroughly recommend The Offer. It's on Amazon, I'm sure, wherever you are in the world, you'll be able to track it down somewhere, but really, I don't know why people aren't talking about it, because it is just brilliant. Really, really solid stuff. Yeah, and that's me. Work-wise, this week, yeah, just got to get stuck into it, you know?
Right.
Just got to get stuck into it. That's just about it. Yeah. I'll tell you what's happening right now. Okay. I'm missing out on a bottle of Prosecco being popped in the house. So 5 minutes before I came out here, my niece arrived with her fiancé. Mm-hmm. And fiancé is a lovely young man, but he's very, very quiet. He is very... Right. I mean, yes, there's personality in there somewhere, but I don't see it, okay? I don't... Yeah, but he's a lovely, lovely guy, and he'll make a great husband for Erin, and he'll never be unfaithful, and he'll always be there, and he will adore her forever, because he'll be happy that he had someone has got him. But he, I believe, is at the house tonight to ask Charlie to be his best man.
Right.
So I got a bottle of Prosecco out and some glasses, and I said, look, Judith, I gotta go here, but here, look here, I've half hung. Done the Prosecco, so pop. So yeah, that we have this week. So she's a school teacher now, primary school teacher, primary three. She's lovely. I love Erin to pieces. She was born a month or two after Joshua, my eldest. So, but she's getting married now. One of our favorite holiday destinations is Lake Garda in Italy, and she loves it too. So she is organized that the wedding is going to be in Malcesne, which is around the lake. And the three main families, again, it's like the God, maybe that's why I like the Godfather so much, that the whole family arrived last week to book flights, so the flights are booked and we've got all our accommodation, like we completely take over a place, so that, I mean, there's four apartments booked around this place, but that's all done now, so we're off to Italy again in early August for this wedding, and that's going to be really lovely. And it's a Malcesne, if you look it up, it's this beautiful castle, so the photographs and everything will be lovely, and the restaurant that the reception in it is literally on the water's edge, and it should be good. So yeah, and Charlie is best man. That's a lovely thing. I mean, he's 17, but they're friendly, and he sees the personality. He comes into the room and he just sits in the corner quiet, and I don't understand it. I don't. But it's a lovely thing for a young man to be best man and you step up. You know, isn't that good? That's lovely. So I said, look, I got to go. But, you know, we drop a Prosecco for everybody and that'll be nice.
Right.
So, okay. Also this week... our good friend Pete Chin is up to his eyes. Pete's going through some challenging life stuff at this moment in time. I believe he's winding up. The place he works is winding up. It's not doing what it used to do anymore. And he's going through a process of having to lay people off. He runs the place. And eventually the last person that he'll have to lay off is himself. Right. And I think that's in a few weeks' time. And he'll be... you know, on the dough. Don't worry, Pete will get sorted out, but He'll be a bit freer in a couple of weeks' time and maybe in a better frame of mind. So he isn't here, and he's apologised for not being here, but understandably it's okay. Between him, that work stuff, and I think his boat at the moment is a great escape to get away from all that horrible stuff. Yeah, imagine sitting down with 20 people and, you know, having to let them all go one at a time and, you know, bring them in. And so I think some of the people that he has to do this with have been in this place for 20 years or 30 years. And, you know, what are they going to do? So,
right.
So thoughts to Pete. I think we'll go on to beginning of October and let's do some gaming stuff.
Already.
I want to play a game.
You are one pathetic loser.
I am.
Hurtful.
I am. It's hurtful, isn't it?
It really is. It's hurtful. I don't disagree necessarily, but it is hurtful.
By the way, DeLacy just posted in WhatsApp. Oh, come on, Robin. Alexa, that's like...
Are you serious?
Yeah, it's like...
What a
schmuck. Seriously. I mean, what would 920? I mean, what? Well, maybe it's 920. Maybe caught the beginning of the show. Maybe he was...
Even better, he's still talking about your chocolate beans.
Could be. To be fair,
I wouldn't eat them either.
Cadbury's chocolate with baked beans flavor and Cadbury's chocolate. Oh, yeah, that was... No. Or maybe he's just realized that he should have been on the show. I don't know. We are worried for Greg. Or maybe it was it's the Florida thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
Maybe you can go into the chat and say hello. Anyway, sorry. Right. New releases, Kim.
Alrighty. Here's your monthly games. And we don't have anything for Xbox because, of course, that's over. So anyway, PlayStation Plus for October. I think they're going a little spooky. Well, sort of. We have the Callisto Protocol.
That's the thing farming up in... That's the thing up in space, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think Hardly Dan played that and enjoyed it.
I heard it was really good, but then, I don't know, it sounds like maybe the people that made it didn't do so well. It didn't do as well as I'd hoped. So,
okay.
I don't know. But I heard it was really good. Kind of like, was it Dead Space, maybe?
Okay.
So, anyway, the Callisto Protocol, Farming Simulator 22, and Weird West.
What's Farming Simulator about?
I don't know.
What's the motivation?
I don't know. I think maybe it's about farming, I'm guessing. I don't know. Tony enjoys it. I find it boring, but he likes it. So
okay. All right.
I don't know. He actually started a chicken farm on his this morning, and he had 300 chickens. So he was all excited about it. I'm like, yeah, all right, whatever.
He was breeding chickens.
Yeah, breeding chickens. So he was unloading like 2-ton bags of like chicken feed and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, well, I'm glad you're excited. I live on a farm. I don't care.
No.
Anyway, Prime Games for October. We have Grund, whatever that is, Ghostwire Tokyo, The Coma 2, Vicious Sisters Deluxe Edition. That sounds odd.
Okay.
Monster Prom 2, Monster Camp.
Wow.
The Texorcist, not The Exorcist.
What they did there. That's very clever.
Right? The Story of Ray Bibbia. Whoever that is. And this one got me kind of chuckled. Super Adventure Hand. I don't know what that one's about, but I have my guesses.
Class. So, I like the sound of that. That's like that's like what your girlfriend says to you when she's talking about when you're 18 year or 19 years old in the back of the car. Put that Super Adventure Hand away.
Right.
Not till we're married.
For your, And then your adventure. Oh shit. Now I'm all on that now. Epic Game Store for October. Now through the 5th, we have Model Builder and Solstice. And then from the 5th to the 12th, we have Godlike Burger, whatever that is. So
I could do with a Godlike Burger. I could. I've been so good. I've been trying my very best to be a good boy and not snack and not eat after 8 o'clock at night. And that's all that sort of stuff now. And I'm trying to do my very best. I'm still trying to, you know, not kill myself and still enjoy my food, but trying to cut out the snacking and to be sensible and cut back on the alcohol. Yeah. In fact, I think I've had a glass of Prosecco this weekend. A small one, too. Yeah. And I even avoided that
good
one.
For you.
So,
there you go.
Yeah, my halo's too done. But a godlike burger. What would a godlike burger be?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, would brush the shiny bun,
right?
And we would have a really nice patty. Not McDonald's, but like a not a loose one.
Right.
It would be like proper steak meat, like medium rare with
pickles on mine. So.
With a pickle, onion gravy sort of thing. Not too much forest.
Right.
You know, enough forest, but not, but yeah, but and some lovely burger sauce, nice relish.
Yeah.
Plastic cheese. You have plastic cheese. Those, you know, the squares of plastic. I'm not sure, but for me, like maybe some blue cheese in there might be nice,
like a Stilton,
just to give it a real bite and some nice pepper,
and we'll, like some pepper jack cheese.
Or something like that. Something very strong. Yeah, with an umbrella on top of it. No, but juicy. But one of those, you know, and it's moist and all. You almost juice coming out of it. Oh yeah. No pineapple.
Couple of napkins with it, because you know you're gonna make a mess.
Godlike burger.
Now we're all hungry.
Wow. Okay. right. So what we've been up to? So let me get it out of the road straight away because I have it teed up. And for me, there's been quite a bit of stuff went on, but I did a really funky video that you may want to catch out. A bit of fun. And there's a duck involved in it as well. In my ACC and my Bongo Racing, it was the end of the season, the end of the championship, the 12-week championship. I've done 10 races out of the 12, and I'm in a bigger league, more harder league than I was last year. And I finished, of course, I just checked the results there now. The final results are in. I was 69th, which is pretty perfect for me. So I was 69 out of 3,500 people. I was 33rd in my division last season. But I don't mind because I'm up a division. But the things that happened, you know, on every track that I raced, I was faster. My safety rating is higher than it was last season. My skill score, ELO, is higher than it ever has been. So those are really good positive things. So I mean, I look at the track stats, every track I'm a second or half a second faster than I was the last time. So that was really, really cool. So I'm happy to finish that out that way. We had this race here, which is on the screen right now, and it was at Imola. That's the place where you called me on my Skype call, and we had a really good race there on Thursday evening, and I was very sneaky. This is a little 5-minute video, very, very sneaky. And I told all the guys, I put up all the, you know, what temperature is going to be, what time of day, what's so they can all practice. So it was going to be daytime and bright, good grip on the track. And I had pushed it forward into, as you can see, it's sort of sunset on this track now, coming into darkness. And as it comes into darkness, the track gets damp, which means it gets slippery and greasy, and it's really, really challenging. So as people went off track, I know you don't hear the sound here, but if you watch this back, so as people go off track, and there's quite a few off tracks, they landed in the beach, into the sand. And with every time one of the cars goes into the beach, I play a tiny little clip of the original Baywatch. I'll be ready. Which is kind of funny. And one of our guys had problems with his internet, and coming up shortly here, he sounded like he was on helium. Travis, a guy from America. And I didn't go that way, but if it comes up on screen, I got a lovely duck and had a little story about the duck was driving the car, and the duck. I'll scrub forward to that so you can see that. It's where's my duck? I love my duck. The duck is really good. It'll be with you in a few seconds. And Travis is good for it. He's great. He's a really larger than life American guy. It was funny. So the duck was controlling his car. It does a wee bit crack, and it's so cute. It's so lovely. So I've had great fun with that. We finished off the season last week. We'd done this endurance, the Imola race with the community. And then last night I took part in my first ever big endurance race. It was at Silverstone. It was with the Red Can community. It was a 2-hour race, and I was racing with Roger Leopardi, who's from Florida. Great driver. And again, it was supposed to be dry, but it turned out to be unbelievably wet. So our first ever endurance race. So we're racing as a team. And what it means is we have several pit stops. And when the car comes into the pits, there's a button you press, and then I take over the car, he takes over the car, we add fuel, we change tires, stuff like that. So the full wet stuff, it was based on real weather at Silverstone yesterday. Silverstone, I've been watching the weather all week, but it was not wet yesterday. Mm. But this was torrential rain. And this was, I mean, a lot of people had never driven this before. Roger went out, first 40-minute stint, he drove fantastically well. And actually was in third place when he came in to swap over to me. And that's when things started to go wrong. So when he came in, the pit strategy was wrong, and I came out with only enough fuel to do seven laps when I should have been doing 20. So I had to come back into the pits then. And then as I was coming back into the pits, my steering wheel let go and I had a hardware problem and I couldn't, it wouldn't let me select any extra fuel or changes. And then I had to sit at the side for about 2 minutes. So our third, we're down to eighth, we're down to 16th. Out of 30-odd people. And then I came into the pits again and I got a speeding penalty. So I had to do a 30-second stop-and-go penalty. And then he came into the pits and we were all flustered and we got him into the car and I put him on dry tires instead of wet tires. So, yeah, it was I was sitting in the seat watching the race and as I was doing this stuff, I wanted to curl up in a ball and die because it was being live streamed and I was completely and utterly messing up. Now, we finished 18th out of 30 people. That's pretty good in our first event here. We had two other guys, two other teams from the Bongo Racing community that had entered. One of them, I think, finished 8th and then 12th. So good result for Bongo Racing. Great learning experience. I really enjoyed the 2 hour format. It was really good. But and we have identified the areas that we need to fix. But really, I mean, I haven't stopped thinking about it all day today. And I'm getting a bit of stick, and I'm sure it will continue on for a while. But yeah, it was just the feeling of despair.
All bad.
That I was letting people down at that point. Anyway, that's been great. So that's why I've been so busy and absolutely wrecked this week. This week's 45-minute race with the community and anybody else who wants to join is at Brands Hatch. I'm in a brand new car. I'm in an Aston Martin this for the next season, so I'll be out in it. And the final thing then, I suppose, is my vibrating pedals that I ordered on the 8th of June. I got an email in on Friday or a text to say that they had been dispatched at last. And they'll come, so I'll get some video up. So they vibrate as you accelerate. If your tires are slipping, they let you know. Or if you're braking too hard, it vibrates. So that should be that. We'll find out about that. And then weekend after next, I won't be here because I'm off to Germany to the big Sim Racing Expo. So still lots going on that way with racing. So that's me. But it's racing. Racing.
Very cool.
Racing, video production, updating websites, updating the Discord. It's still growing. And I think our subscriber count is now at 460-something. It's jumping nicely and going. So I really appreciate everybody that's supporting this. And it's wonderful. It's good fun. Good fun. So, right, I will get back to there and we'll talk about what Kim had been doing. And oh, yeah, I see what you've been up to again.
Not a whole hell of a lot, to be fair, but I did get a little bit in this week. So,
party animals.
Party animals, yeah.
Party animals.
It's fun being a stuffed animal and beating the crap out of people. So... go figure. I did a little bit of party animals the other night. I was sitting on the couch. I was watching, Family Guy or something. Or at least, it was in the background making noise. So I played a few rounds of party animals. And yesterday I was hoping to get some caught in because the new season has started. But things just didn't work out. So maybe after the show and I do chores, maybe I can get a hold of Boomer. And Sarah, if you want to come along and maybe play a couple hours. But yeah, party animals, that's pretty much all I got to. Oh, well, I mean, I played some solitaire, but who the hell wants to hear about that?
So, look, party animals, you can play it solo. I mean, is all online against other folk?
Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, you can get a team together and you can go against, other people too if you want to. Because me and Tony played it last weekend or last Monday when he was here. We played it together and we played against other people. We were on a team. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I think I don't know how big the team can be for sure. How many you can have, but.
And you can do it split screen as well, can't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, you can do custom matches as well. I haven't dived into that yet to see what that's all about necessarily, but I don't know. It's good fun. Like you said, you could jump in and play a couple of rounds and jump back out. And it's, you know, as long as you don't take it too freaking seriously, because there was one time me and Tony was playing, and I don't know, I was busy trying to beat the crap out of somebody and he was in the road and I didn't realize it. I ended up walloping Tony and knocking him out. So, and he's like, Aunt Kim, it's me. And I'm like, oh yeah, I guess it is. Whoops, you know, sorry about that. So it's pretty good fun. So like,
that's an extra life game, but it's also lovely to see some of these games that kids can play.
Right. Yeah, because it's not overly violent. Because like I said, you can sit there and bop them with like lollipops and, you know, little things like tasers or whatever, and they'll turn you into ice cubes. And like I said, you can knock yourself out. So then you're laying there like, oh crap, trying to get yourself back up. And it's fun. And there's like a football game. There's a soccer game. There's one where you have to be on a sub and it's sinking and you have to make it to the top of the sub and stay there for a certain amount of time in order to win. And you have to be like the last man standing in order to win. So, I mean, it's pretty good fun. I'm having a ball with it.
Yeah, well, it looks fun. Nice community
game. And it's
on
Game Pass.
Funny, I was thinking that when you were talking about the new releases and, you know, the Xbox Gold free games is gone now because it's all part of Game Pass and all those free games are there.
Right.
But they've sort of missed a beat because we talked about it every week and now we're not talking about it at all anymore.
Right.
So maybe we'll have to look and see what new Game Pass games are added to Game Pass. That might be a thing to do there. So,
right.
Okay. But you know, that's the way it goes. I mean, life can be kind of nutty and there,
right.
You know, and then every week is not the same as far as what you can get to do.
Right.
Okay. But there is some new stuff. So let's have a chat about that.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay, Phil had put this up about one of his favourite games, which is Cities Skylines, and there was a new game of a version of it called Cities Skylines 2 was due to come out within weeks. And on their official page they had put out saying that they were working hard to get the game ready for release. And we've come to realise that it's crap, pretty much. We've come to realise that we need more time to reach the quality targets we've set. We want to provide the best experience for our players while we're updating the release window for Xbox and PS5 to spring 2024. So, So Phil's saying it was due to come out literally in a couple of weeks now, and now it's a six-month delay. I don't understand how 2 weeks... with only a 2 week to go, and I know they probably do still burn it onto discs and get it to the shops and stuff like that there, but you know, we always talked about it's gone gold, but
right.
You know, but you'd like to think that was known long before then, you know,
right.
2 weeks beforehand, all of the PR probably was in place, the marketing, all the advertising spends
right.
with the magazines or not. So someone's done and messed up there. So I'm very sorry, Phil, about that. That's not good. That is not good.
No.
There's a few not good things going on this week. Banisher's Ghosts, the New Eden, is delayed until February of next year.
Which makes me kind of sad, because I was looking forward to that one. But,
when was it due out? It was due out planned 7th of November.
November. Yeah.
Publisher, Focus Entertainment and developer Don't Know It have delayed ghost hunting action RPG Banishers, Ghosts of Eden from its previously planned 7th of November release to February 13th. What could go wrong? It will be available for everything. And we've decided to postpone the release of this new franchise. Franchise, there you go. They're talking about further stuff. Franchise by 3 months as the market is experiencing an intense release cycle for AAA titles on PC and consoles for the end of the year. We're convinced that a commercial release of Banisher's Ghost of New Eden during a less saturated period will give it the attention it deserves. Okay, so I can understand the thought process. The flight path is full. They don't want to come in there. The unfortunate thing about February releases are people are skint still.
Right.
You know, the Christmas money has been spent, the Christmas vouchers have been spent, and if it's really, really good, that maybe won't matter just as much, but...
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, so at least that's a better excuse than City Skylines, isn't it?
Right. Although I would rather they delay something and try to make it better than releasing it being a big pile of bucky crap. So
yeah, it's October.
You know,
it's only a couple of months, really. You know, it's not that far away. And that's fair enough. Fortnite maker Epic Games is cutting about 16% of the staff. I mean, about would be 15%, but 16%, you know, that's very precise. The company was spending way more than we earned, CEO said in the memo. Fortnite creator content program is a lower margin business. I have to say that one of my lads came in tonight to say, can I get some money on my Xbox account? I want to buy some Fortnite stuff. And I went, really?
Right.
It's just really? Yeah, okay, it's your money. Certainly, I'll stick a tenner on your thing for you, but really?
I know. Really? Anthony does the same thing to me, but then I can't say anything because I buy skins up for Call of Duty. So I guess it evens out, but... Yeah, I get it.
So, Epic Games, the maker of the popular Fortnite video game, is laying off 870. Wow, it's a lot of people. As it seeks to rein in costs. For a while now, we've been spending way more than we earn, Chief Executive Officer Tim Sweeney wrote to employees in a memo seen by Bloomberg News. I had long been optimistic that we could power through this transition without layoffs, but in retrospect, this was unrealistic. I would have thought they were still... Well, maybe not. Maybe they're not making it by the wheelbarrow any longer.
Maybe.
But
kind of makes you wonder, considering. I mean, if he knew that they were spending more money than they were bringing in, you'd have thought he'd have done something before it came to this. But
In business, sometimes you take a risk. But still, 870. What were those 870 people doing? How many people need to work on a game? And I'm sure there's another, that's 870, so round that up to 1,000. So, I mean, there's another, 9,000 people, 8,000? I mean, what?
Right. And they are raising the cost of was it V-Bucks or whatever it is, the currency, in-game currency for Fortnite. I saw that too, because, of course, I have to watch that because of Tony. So, yeah. So maybe they're thinking that's the way they're going to recoup some of their losses. I don't know.
But if we go back to, sorry to quote like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, as they keep on referring to, but it is just like it's the meaning of the life, universe, and everything. Those 870 employees, I mean, were they the excess? Were they the phone sanitizers, the hairdressers, the middle management guys? You know, is that what they've cut from here? And maybe they're just cutting the fat away and trying to do it in a.
Because they did that earlier this year with a bunch of them that they'd hired during COVID that, of course, they no longer needed because they were, working back in the office and what have you. So, it could be.
Yeah, sorry about that. 870 people, that's a lot of people. And again, coming up to Christmas time, that's a tough bird.
Indeed,
Okay, and it's not the final, but almost. Mark Zuckerberg, I've heard of him. The CEO of Meta. Formerly Facebook, why do they keep on? How long are they going to do that? Formerly Facebook.
I don't know.
It's like every time they talk about X now, formerly Twitter, we know.
Right. Or you're like me and you're
and anybody that doesn't, and anybody that doesn't know will never be on any of these things. So anyway, Mark Zuckerberg, the CEO of Meta, formerly Facebook, has announced that Xbox Cloud Gaming in beta will be playable on all Meta Quest headsets starting this December. This is another example of how Microsoft Gaming Xbox is changing how they compete through collaboration, spreading their service as far as wide as possible, as quickly as possible, to simply be so accessible that their user acquisition soars through the roof. Wow, this is somebody that has written this as a real Xbox fan. After the Activision Blizzard deal closes alongside all of their existing studios with Xbox Games Studios and Bethesda. They will simply have to ensure that content is king because there aren't many more platforms left for them to spread to outside of Nintendo and PlayStation. It would not surprise us to see cloud gaming beta come to the next generation Nintendo devices in some form. So what does this mean, Kim?
Well, for me, not a lot, because I don't have VR. But it just basically means that, you know, Game Pass is coming to VR. So,
but does that mean, so that mean just means that the Xbox app for cloud gaming will be available when you put on your goggles?
That's what I'm assuming. That's what it sounds like.
And so, you'll be able to play games on a big screen. I don't know how, because it won't. It'll be on a big screen. With a controller.
I don't know how that will work. Yeah, I don't know how necessarily it'll work with VR necessarily, but
no, I don't know. It'll just be on the big screen. Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. I've seen these really cool. They've been doing the rounds on YouTube the last month or so. These really cool new glasses. I mean, they're literally just little glasses,
right?
That are fabulous. They can they seem, people are raving about them, how good they actually are. And they're like a VR glass or augmented reality glass, and the picture quality is class. And I think that's where these big massive headsets need to disappear to something,
right?
Something like that. You know. Anyway, well, I do. I have the Quest 2. I believe the Quest 3 is now out and doing the rounds. Mr. Zuckerberg, over the last couple of days, has tested it and showed it, and that's a thing now. It's probably more powerful, maybe lighter, right. Probably more expensive, you know, those sorts of things. And finally, to leave it on a downer, sorry, is that Sega is cancelling Hyenas.
Yeah, I didn't know what this was until I read the story, so.
And some unannounced titles under development from its European studios, so. If you were a Hyenas fan and you were looking forward to Hyenas coming to you, yeah, well, that's
not I'm sorry.
I am very, very sorry. Sorry. So we had some positive stuff, I suppose, for Facebook. We had some sad stuff about Epic. Banisher's sad. Goodness, it's all sad news.
Kinda.
Do you have happy news this week? Any happy news?
Well, I've got some new releases.
That sounds like a thing. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking forward to them, it may be wonderful news.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I have not touched these.
All right. We have new releases for today to the 7th. So, here we go. Billiken's Folly for the PS5, PS4, Switch, and PC on the 2nd, which is tomorrow. Disgaea 7, Vows of the Virtualis.
Vows of the Virtualis.
Yes.
Okay, well, okay.
For the PS5, PS4, Switch, and PC on the 3rd. Scorn, which is on Game Pass. I assume it still is. I'm not sure. But for the PS5 on October 3rd. That was one I didn't get into, and I know Greg played it, but I don't know if he ever finished it. Silent Hope for the Switch and PC, October 3rd as well. Blossom Tales 2, The Minotaur Prince.
Okay.
Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, October 4th. Here's a big one that I'm sure quite a few are looking forward to. Assassin's Creed Mirage for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, and PC on October 5th.
Sorry, what's Mirage? What is it? Sorry for being a numpty right now. So is that a brand new Assassin's Creed game?
Yes, that is a brand new one. That is the one that's... Is that the Middle East, I think? So...
Oh, okay.
That was the one they just showed here. Was it last month? I think they had a big trailer for it. So,
okay, a launch trailer 4 days ago. Combat and camp infiltration gameplay. Okay.
They say it's more like the original Assassin's
Creed.
Yeah,
I remember that stuff. Yeah.
Yep. So, does it a lot for me because I was never good at the original Assassin's Creed. I was more on board with the RPG ones that they've got going before with Valhalla and Odyssey and some of the others. So.
Yeah, my lad Corey has been playing through most of the games now and has had an absolute ball with them. So
right.
And it's great to see somebody concentrating on a full story-driven game rather than Fortnite.
Right.
Fortnite, you know, so.
I'm with you.
Mm. Good.
So yeah, there's that one. Front Mission 2 Remake.
Again, that sounds like Switch. One of those things you're 18 or 19 years old in the car.
Right.
Front Mission 2. Let's go again.
Dinner. Right. And that'll be October 5th. Dark Pictures Anthology, Little Hope for the Switch, also on the 5th.
Okay.
Wargroove 2, which apparently means there wasn't a Wargroove 1 at some point. Also for the Switch and PC on October 5th. Borderlands 3,
wow.
Also for the Switch October 6th.
The Switch is a great little device. They've managed to optimize a lot of these things for them. So,
right. Detective Pikachu Returns, also for the Switch, October 6th. And I think this is the last one. Yep, the last one, but certainly not least, is NHL 24 for the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PS4, Xbox One on October 6th as well.
Wow.
So, there's your new releases. Nothing in there for me, really, but, you know, I'm sure there was something in there for others. So, yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go spend your money.
Go do it. Do it, do it. Actually, the week after that is Forza Motorsport, and I think it's the 8th or the 10th, right. I think it is. So a lot of Forza stuff coming out and about at this moment in time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have a look at it. Stuff that you're doing through the week, Wednesday night, is Halo, Modern Warfare 2... You know, that's Wednesday evenings, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock UK time for about an hour. And Greg doesn't do this at lunchtime. He does not do it at all. But yes, he does. So he'll be there. Last Thursday, we had the free pizza tomorrow at Imola. And this week, I actually made a thumbnail for this week's race. And it kind of got out of hand.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I wonder if I can bring it up here. Sorry, just as I do that. Sorry, forgive me. I will.
This should be good.
So, it's sort of. Thumbnails are simple, you know. You're not right. Simple. The better and clearer you get them, sort of the better they are. But this one here, I had seen this thing like a billboard thumbnails, and I fancied making a billboard.
Oh.
Sort of thing. And here it is. I'll bring it up. But then as I looked at it this afternoon, I went, okay, I'll add another thing here, and I'll do another bit and another bit, and it kind of had got a life of its own.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk you through all the bits and pieces here now. I'll bring it up and switch it onto the screen. Make it just a wee bit smaller. Sorry, everybody. All right. I might have to just slide it over. Oh, no. Slide the whole thing over. There. Okay. And I will bring that up right now. And you tell me when you can see it, and I'll talk you through. So I had seen this image, and I thought, oh, yeah, I can do something with that. Yeah, okay, I like the idea of that. It's a billboard, and I'll put the billboard so I'll put the billboard up for the next race. I went, okay, there's a car, and it's Brands Hatch. It's Thursday, it's 5, you know, the 5th mm-hmm. of October at 10 o'clock. Fast Old Farts with the Bongo Racing logo. So I was going, okay, well, what am I going to do? Well, there's a sign. I'll change the name of the road to Bongo Road. So this has been changed to Bongo Road, and I edited that for far, far too long. And then I went and got a font for one of the guys so he could write on the wall, who's Travis is here. But then on the other side here, there's a sunroom. Oh, mm-hmm. Darn, why can we not see that? You need to see the sunroom. Where's the sunroom? Oh, what's going on? Oh, yeah. Oh. What is happening? Are you seeing that, that night? Okay, Vic. Hold on. Oh, yeah, you can see that now. Okay, yep. Hopefully. So on the sunroom, I thought, oh, you look at that window there. So I put a little ghost in the window.
I wondered what that was.
Yeah, and then on the far side then we went even and got weirder, and we stuck up a... Hold on, I'm on the wrong screen, that's why. Then we stuck up. I thought, God, well, you have to have a UFO somewhere, so there has to, so there's a as it pops up, it catches up here in a second, and you can't see the anyway. There's a UFO in the screen, so there's and there was a few other little bits and pieces that I've done, and it was one of those things that just got out of hand, and it's not the perfect thumbnail, but I just had too much fun with it, and it was like, oh my God, Robin, what are you at? Anyway, so yeah, on Thursday night, we're at Brands Hatch at 10 o'clock in the evening. The details will be on my Discord. Go to Bongo Racing on YouTube, Robin Tate Bongo Racing, and you'll get all the details. You can come along and watch, or you can come and join in. We've got lots of new members, lots of old farts coming to join, and it is fabulous. So I love that. So that's Thursday night. And then Friday night is ad hoc. Can be some PUBG, can be anything really. Right. And that is between, again, 8 and 9 o'clock UK. And I can run on later, I believe, on a Friday night. Right. And if you see any of the guys online, just grab us. Just come and play.
Right.
Okay. No more victory achieved. That's so sad. Nope. I came across all a load of the sound files, again, from 30 dirty minutes and all of that sort of stuff with Nicole. And yeah, I missed those days. And those days are gone now. There will be no more... let's get 1,000 G on a game. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so look, we do this pretty much every... No, not pretty much. We do it every single week. 9 o'clock UK time. Work it out from there, wherever you are in the world. Send us an email at podcast@ocpod.com or tweet us at @OC_podcast and go on to Facebook. We post all the bits and pieces up on Facebook, and Kim is quite active there as well. And that's at fb.ocpod.com. Leave us a review, some feedback. It's lovely. And if you're watching this on the YouTubes, please hit like and subscribe, because what that does, it's like a beacon. It fires out to other people. And there are lots of people like us which are a little more mature, not just the young gamers. And hopefully we speak to that. This is we manage our lives around gaming, or gaming around our lives. One of those two, and I'm sure there's lots of you guys out there as well. It's in the exact same boat as us. So hit a like, and that would be lovely. And that's about it. That's a nice, tight little show, just the two of us. We'll say ta-ra. What do you think, Kim?
Yeah, I think so.
So you had Boomer and a few bits on people in
Boomer
there.
Yeah, Boomer and Sarah were in the chat, so... Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it was nice to see Boomer in there. I mean, he didn't appear last week. I felt really...
weird?
Yeah.
Boomer, I know, right?
He's always so...
I almost texted him and been like, hey, we're having a show. Where the hell are you?
But he's so close. I mean, just didn't feel right without a Boomer being there, watching our back, you know? And I'll say, look, hi to Greg, whatever you're doing, mate, look after yourself, to Pete and Phil and Mark and all the guys that are involved with the show. I believe Richard, our buddy, is off to Tokyo.
I think so, yeah.
I think he's going to Tokyo. He's getting his Chipotle pants for Tokyo. He seems to think he's going to need them. I hope he has a great time out there. I would love to go to Japan. I really would. That would be kind of cool. That's a bucket list thing for me. I haven't done that one. Look after yourselves, guys. And I would like to just a big shout out if Jamie's listening to this, Jamie from Red Ken Racing. Absolutely superb event last night. This, I know you've been living and breathing. It's crazy. Like one race, it's one 2 hour race. How hard could that be to organize? But there was a full grid, 30 people, multiple teams, practice nights, all of the liveries, all of the skins. For the cars have to go into separate files and have to be checked and uploaded. The rules for it, the practice, the weather, all of the... didn't fancy the weather, but it was just... it was a fantastic event. And Jamie, well done. Thank you very much for that. And even though our race... or the rest of my team guys were brilliant, but my race was a nightmare. But we took an awful lot of learnings from it, and we're really keen to do more of this endurance stuff. So, like, thank you for that. And to everybody else that listens to this, either live or after the fact, on watching it back on YouTube while you're at the toilet, I have no idea where you do this. In fact, let us know where you listen to us. Do you listen to us in the bath, in the shower, you know, in the car? Where is it? What do you do? Do you go to bed with us on your ear with a set of headphones, because that's what you need to do? That's interesting. I'd like to know that. Yeah. And that's about it. Kim, shall we go?
Yeah.
Let's get a room.
Alrighty.
All right. See you, everybody. Thanks for watching. Goodbye. Oh, God. We're not doing it again.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. see you same time next week.